Beyond the Lines, basically a sense of moving away from a traditional approach to every piece and exploring.
And how has it been exploring for you? You were just talking about some of working out your style.
Well, over time, as I do abstract work, I build a composition. So I may not have an idea in mind, but as I move through the structure of it, it builds itself. And when and at some point, I develop a sense of meaning of what it could be. And at that point, the composition will hold up for me then. When I reach that point where I feel I've got a complete composition, then basically I'm done. And it does have meaning for me personally, but everybody who looks at the work in the show, I think, is going to get a sense of their own meaning for all of these pieces.
And Pia, how did you got involved and you got asked by John, and this is kind of a departure for you here.
Well, yeah, but it's been a secret dream for a long time, and John's work has always inspired me. So I have thought about this, you know, back in my mind for years, because it's, yeah, as you say, it's kind of a big step out from what I normally do. And I'm trying to feel liberated, and it really made me feel that way. And I approached it that way, you know, without any kind of planning too much, because I think sometimes you overplan and, you know. So I kind of dove right in it. And it's been really good.
You two painted separately, but some of your pieces, amazingly, have similar feelings in them.
I know. Isn't that funny? Because we haven't seen each other's paintings. I saw a couple of John's from months ago, but that was it. And he hasn't seen anything of mine until today. So it's, yeah, it's fascinating.
And we're looking at the title piece of John's here. John, can you talk a little bit about this one?
That is called August 2012, and it's basically, now it doesn't have a name on it because I couldn't quite decide my own personal meaning for it. And so until I do, and I do really enjoy this piece a lot. It has a lot of, for me, it has a lot of depth to it, color, and then it's surrounded by dark areas, so it has its own mood. And that is one that I've been very excited about, an English artist who paints in this style and really enjoyed his work. And so I built on that, and I have several pieces that have built on this person's approach to art.
And that, to me, seems very feminine, very protective, like a womb to me.
Yeah, it's almost like you can step in behind. There's a green form up towards the middle, and it's almost like you can step in behind that into some area that you'd want to be. And again, everybody has to decide how they would approach the piece.
Mm-hmm. And how about, Pia, your title piece or card piece, I guess you'd call it?
Yeah.
This is Birth, I think.
Birth, mm-hmm. It has a feminine form to me. I can't really explain how or why, and probably don't have to, but it will be up to the viewer, I guess. And I named it a while back, so I haven't named everything or put titles of everything, but most of them has one word title, and because you don't really want to distract the viewer by the title.
So John, you're walking in front of Pia's works right now. What emotions do you see, and what do these bring out in you on first glimpse here?
Well, the compositions are so wonderful. That's what impresses me, and the colors are just wonderful. They draw you in, and then she has very striking shapes that dominate an area. So the overall compositions are just wonderful. And for me, I get drawn to them. I love abstract art, and I'm drawn to these very, very much. And I think each one I can look at, and I need a little bit of time to look them over and think about them, but they're very, very, very pleasing.
And I'll ask you too, Pia, when you see John's work, what do you think of?
Well, he has surprised me this time because there was some very unexpected stuff there. I love John's work, and I have a few pieces at home that's right on my wall. I see them every day, and they're wonderful. And then one of them is the black and white that I really, really are totally attached to. I'm very impressed, especially that he has stepped out from and get into a new color scheme a little bit and strong. Mm-hmm. So I think they'll be an interesting combination with both of us, I think.